Keith Peters reporting. During an interview with Salem's AM 990 The Answer, former President Donald Trump claims the war in Ukraine and the Middle East never would have occurred had he been in office.
I used to talk about Ukraine with Putin, and it was the apple of his eye, but he knew he wasn't going to be doing anything. He would have never done it, and even Democrats admit that. And then you could go back to Israel, too. And you take a look at October 7th, that would have never happened either. Zero chance. Iran was broke. In the Trump administration, they were broke.
Meanwhile, opening statements were made today in his criminal trial in New York. Lawyers presented dueling narratives Monday as jurors got their first glimpse into the prosecution accusing Trump of falsifying business records as part of a scheme to squelch negative stories about him during his 2016 presidential campaign. Columbia University announced all classes would be remote on Monday in an attempt to de-escalate the rancor amid growing tensions on campus over the war in the Middle East. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Legal Affairs Michael Gerber says the Columbia University campus is private property and officials have requested NYPD officers stay away, but they would respond to an emergency.
If there's a crime in progress, if someone's in danger, as with any private property, we're going to go in. We're going to keep people safe. If someone, for example, is being attacked, we're going to go into Columbia University as we would to a private home to help protect that person.
Police have arrested approximately 45 students at Yale University for misdemeanor trespassing charges over the increasingly rancorous pro-Palestinian and anti-Jewish protests. The moves at both schools came hours before Monday evening's start of the Jewish holiday of Passover. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 253 points. This is SRN News. A drag show has been canceled in Pennsylvania.
It began as a drag queen story hour event at the Lancaster Public Library, but a bomb threat prompted library officials to cancel the show. Then a liberal church in nearby Mountville offered to host the event, but public outrage in that community has led to another cancellation. Drag Queen Story Hour features men dressed as women reading picture books to small children and has been featured at a number of public libraries around the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration issued new rules designed to promote the LGBT agenda in the schools, but no mentions made of transgenderism in sports. The administration had originally planned to include a new policy forbidding schools from enacting outright bans on boys competing against girls, but that provision's been put on hold. The delay is seen as a political maneuver during an election year in which parents say they don't want their daughters playing against males on the athletic field. This is SRN News. More than a dozen people were injured when a tram crashed at Universal Studios theme park in Hollywood.
The tram crashed into a railing. The L.A. County Fire Department says its units responded over the weekend to the theme park in Universal City. The fire department says 15 people were transported to hospitals. The injuries were mostly minor. A sheriff's lieutenant says the four-car tram used for movie studio backlot tours might have experienced an issue with its brakes. The California Highway Patrol is leading the investigation. John Scott reporting.
A $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area has started construction. Brightline West plans to have trains running by 2028 from just south of the Las Vegas Strip to a commuter rail hub in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The track will be in the median of Interstate 15. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.